neutrinos are bundles of the energy of the neutrino field, and so on. Despite this stunning synthesis, much of the work on photons and electrons in the 1930s and 1940s was set in the context of the old dualistic quantum electrodynamics, in which photons were seen as bundles of energy of the electromagnetic field, but electrons were merely particles of matter. As far as electrons and photons are concerned, this gives the same results as quantum field theory. But by the time I was a graduate student in the 1950s, quantum field theory had become almost universally accepted as the proper framework for fundamental physics. In the physicist's recipe for the world, the list of ingredients no longer included particles, but only a few kinds of fields. From this story, we may draw the moral that it is foolhardy to assume that one knows even the terms in which a future final theory will be formulated. Richard Feynman once complained that journalists ask about future theories in terms of the ultimate particle of matter, or the final unification of all the forces, although in fact we have no idea whether these are the right questions. It seems unlikely that the old, naive, mechanical worldview will be resurrected, or that we will have to return to a dualism of particles and fields, but even quantum field theory is not secure. There are difficulties in bringing gravitation into the framework of quantum field theory. In the effort to overcome these difficulties, there has recently emerged a candidate for a final theory in which quantum fields are themselves just low-energy manifestations of glitches in space-time, known as strings. We are not likely to know the right questions until we are close to knowing the answers. Although naive mechanism seems safely dead, physics continues to be troubled by other metaphysical presuppositions, particularly those having to do with space and time. Duration in time is the only thing we can measure, however imperfectly, by thought alone, with no input from our senses. So it is natural to imagine that we can learn something about the dimension of time by pure reason. Kant taught that space and time are not part of external reality, but are rather pre-existing structures in our minds that allow us to relate objects and events. To a Kantian, the most shocking thing about Einstein's theories was that they demoted space and time to the status of ordinary aspects of the physical universe, aspects that could be affected by motion in special relativity or gravitation in general relativity. Even now, almost a century after the advent of special relativity, some physicists still think that there are things that can be said about space and time on the basis of pure thought. This intransigent metaphysics comes to the surface especially in discussions of the origin of the universe. According to the standard Big Bang theory, the universe came into existence in a moment of infinite temperature and density some 10 to 15 billion years ago.